If you believe that, would you stand to your feet? That song is simply stating, is God, you're sovereign, and I'm submitted to you. My life is in your hands, so no matter what comes my way, I know that I'm going to be okay. I know that I'm going to make it because I trust you, because I trust your power, because I trust who you are, because I know you love me. I love you and my life. I'm submitting myself to you today, God. No matter what comes my way, I know everything's going to be all right because I'm in your hands. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands right now and just thank him? Lord, we thank you tonight for your love. We thank you tonight, God, for caring for us, for taking care of us. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 29, starting with the first verse, and then we'll skip to the fourth verse. Jeremiah 29 and 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, said whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and begat sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons. Give your daughters to husbands, that ye may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. Seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and you will find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into this place where I have caused you to be carried away captive. And tonight, my title is just one word that God put in my spirit a couple months ago. And that word is until. Until. And I'm going to preach on that word here tonight, and the word of God is going to illuminate and help us. I believe that. Would you lift your hands one more time, or would you ask God to speak in this place? Lord, we thank you for the anointing that we feel in this place. I thank you, God, for your word that is all powerful. I pray now, God, that you would help us to hear your word. Speak to us tonight, to change us, work in us, I pray. Help us tonight in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Would you clap your hands one more time and give him a great praise before you're seated? Lord, we praise you. And you may be seated. A popular statement that you and I make probably is, I cannot wait until. I cannot wait until. Maybe one you said today was, I cannot wait until summer. It's pretty cold out. Maybe the 15-year-olds in the building are saying, I cannot wait until my birthday. Because when my birthday comes, I cannot wait until I get my driver's license. All the seniors in high school and college say, I cannot wait until graduation. Some of you festive people are saying, we just got past it, but I can't wait until Christmas. I can't wait until Thanksgiving. Some of you got lights up. You're probably going to leave them up all year round. Maybe these younger ones are saying, I can't wait until I find a wife or a husband. I said that at one time. I found a beautiful one sitting right there. I can't wait until my first grandbaby. And I knew some of you before you had grandkids, specifically Brother Buddy. He wanted a grandbaby so bad. Maybe some of you are at the age now where you say, I can't wait until I retire. You see, in these instances, there is a pretty good chance that we are hoping, what we are hoping for in, is in the near future. I can see it in the future. It's not a reality right now. So the thing that separates me from what I am hoping for is that word until. The problem with until is when I use it, I have to accept a word that is associated with it, and that word is wait. We use the phrase, I cannot wait until. But the fact of the matter is, when you say that, you are going to be waiting. I don't know about you, but I don't like to wait. I do not like to wait. Jared and I took our boys to Monster Jam to see those big monster trucks yesterday. And we had planned to meet for dinner. And we were going to have barbecue, sugar fire over there on Washington Street, I think it is. And I got there before he did, and you should have seen that line. It was crazy. So I went across the street to the pie pizza place, and I called Jared, and I said, that line's way too long, dude. We're not standing in that line. But the wait for pie was pretty long, too. So I was sitting there. I said, well, I already put our name in it over here. And so he showed up, and he said, well, I'm going to go stand in line over at Sugar Fire, and whoever gets called first, that's where we're going to go, since it's across the street. We were planning to eat, let me tell you. We couldn't wait until we ate. So we ended up at Pie Pizza, unfortunately, and we ate there. But I hate to wait. I hate to wait in line at a restaurant. I hate to sit in traffic on Highway 270 and wait in traffic. Do I have? We're so spoiled. We got these phones. And I mean, these things are amazing. You can do anything on them. I mean, the world is run by cell phones, I feel like. And we got a video clip or something that's buffering because the internet's slow. And we don't want to wait. We're going to take that thing and throw it up against the wall because we are just wired that we want it now. We do not want to wait. But you see, that word until, it requires that word called waiting. We deal with until moments in our life that are normal and typical and natural, kind of like the ones that I just told you about. But there are some times we have some serious untils in our life. I have at least one of those in my life. And I'm sure that if you start thinking about it, you have some untils in your life. I want to tell you mine, one of them. I'm going to keep praying until my dad gets a miracle. What do we do when we find ourselves in those until situations? You see, until requires waiting, and waiting is not fun. Waiting is inconvenient. Waiting is difficult, and waiting gets in the way of plans. I think that if we're honest, we can say that we all pretty much make plans. We plan things out. We plan vacations, and we plan, me and Jared definitely plan what we're going to eat. We plan who our kids are going to marry. My daughter's not getting married. I've already planned that one out. But we make plans. We plan where our kids are going to go to college. We plan how our ministry is going to work out. We plan to have a perfect family. We plan to have a perfect life. We plan for our family to serve God. If you know me, you know that I am all about planning. My calendar right now is full of plans from last week and plans that I have for this week and into the month. We are planners. But sometimes our life plans don't work out like we planned. One bumper sticker read, "If you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans." And it seems that way sometimes, doesn't it? I want to do this, and I want to go here, and I want to be used in this way, and my ministry is going to work this way. But God has another plan sometimes. We've heard it said that God loves you, and he has a great plan for your life. And it's easy for us to agree when we like the plan. But sometimes God's plan turns out to be different than what we have planned. Sometimes God's plan turns out different than what we were thinking. God's plan many times is much different than ours. It takes us down a different road than we had in mind. It takes longer to be accomplished than what we were expecting. And when it doesn't work out like we planned, we have two options. Either we give up and we throw in the towel, or we keep believing until God's plan is fulfilled in our life. The miracle, you may say, hasn't happened yet. That's okay. I'm going to believe until. I'm going to trust until. I'm going to worship until. I'm going to keep praying until it happens. I've come to realize that when I speak until, I have to accept that word wait. There is time between now and what I'm hoping for and what I'm believing for. And there's an until season right there. But I'm going to keep praying until. I'm going to keep believing until. I'm going to keep worshiping until it is done and God accomplishes his will in my life. You see, there is a word associated with until, and that is wait. But there also is another word that is associated with until, and that word is faith. You see, when I speak the word until, I will have to accept that I am going to have to wait. But I have acknowledged that I believe it's going to come to pass. Therefore, I have just demonstrated faith. Is your loved ones living for God? No, but I'm going to pray until they are. That means I accept that I've got to wait, but I'm believing in faith that it's going to happen. I'm looking for it to happen. You see, when I speak that word until, I'm expecting it to happen. I'm looking for it to happen. I am believing that it will happen when I say until. Sometimes God's plan is different than what we were thinking. And other times we're just in a season of until. A season of until. A season of waiting for God to accomplish his will and his plan. In November, about the middle of November, I didn't get this approved by him, but I hope he won't mind. In the middle of November, my dad had a small procedure that he was going to have done. It required a small anesthetic that was going to kind of put him out a little bit. And I was, it was November, so I was deer hunting. It was in the kind of the middle of the week. And I remember that as he had that happen, as they kind of put him down for this small shot that he was going to get, when he came to, he didn't know my mom, he didn't know us, he didn't know anybody. Now, most of you may know that we deal with this quite often, but just usually when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he goes back to bed, he gets all of his memory back. Well, it was about 48 hours this time that he had not received his memory back. And my mom was texting me, I was keeping up with her. It was on a Thursday, I believe, I'll tell you what, I thought that we were going to go back to at first day again. We didn't know what to expect. I think even my mom thought that maybe all of that memory was lost, because in 48 hours he still could not remember who we were or who he was or anything at all. 48 hours. And during that time, I did a lot of things. I prayed, I cried, I wept. And then finally, I got up in that morning and I was sitting in a deer stand. This is real spiritual. I was sitting in a deer stand, and for most of you that know me, you know that I'm an avid deer hunter, and I like to do it right. I'm quiet. I get in there before dark. I have my scent clothes all on. I mean, I'm there. If I'm going to hunt, I'm there to hunt. That's just how I hunt. And the sun started coming up, and I was sitting there, and I think I texted my mom and said, I'm getting ready to come home. I was supposed to be there for a couple more days, and I decided since that was going on that I just needed to be home. And I was sitting there, and I was frustrated. Can I just be transparent for just a minute? I was frustrated. I was upset. I didn't want to start over again. We have 2 years of memories that we've made together. The last 2 years, we've made memory day after day with me and his grandkids and his wife and his kids and with all of you. And I did not want to start over again. And in this frustration and this anger, I just was sitting in that deer stand. I don't know what I was thinking. And I just hollered out, why, God? Why am I going through this? Why are you putting us through this? When are you going to heal him? We've been waiting and we've been waiting. And listen, we've been trusting and we've been having faith and we've been being faithful and we've been believing and we've been praying and it still hasn't happened yet. Why are you putting us through this? When are you going to heal him? And as I was sitting there, I hollered, that wasn't just things I thought. Every deer in the county was gone, I promise you. I should have just got down right then. It was just that moment. You ever been in a moment like that? It was just that moment. The Holy Ghost came. And God spoke a couple words to me. This is what he spoke to me. He said, pray until. I wish he would have gave me a giant revelation of when it was going to happen and how it was going to happen and where it was going to happen. But all he gave me, listen to me, church, all he gave me was pray until. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep believing. Keep expecting. Keep having faith, because he is going to do the work. That put a little bit of faith inside of me that he's going to do it. I might have to wait, but I can expect him to do it. You know what? We've got some promises from God that he's going to do a healing work, and maybe you've got a promise from God that he's going to do a work in your life. Can I tell somebody today, keep believing until, keep praying until, have faith until, worship until, keep believing until, keep being faithful until God performs the work. Hallelujah. I'm not about to give up now. I'm not about to throw in the towel now. He's been too good to me. And there are people in this congregation that are in an until season in your life. Until my son or daughter is saved. Hey, listen to me, mom and daddy. Keep praying until. Until my family is saved, until the healing comes, until the miracle is performed in my family. Hear me, somebody, until restoration happens in my family. What are you going to do? I'm going to keep praying until God's plan is fulfilled in my family, until God's plan is fulfilled in my life, until God's plan is fulfilled in my ministry. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep praying until. You can fill in the blanks with your own until, but I believe there are people in this sanctuary tonight that are in an until season. You have until moments in your life right now. I've come to speak the word of the Holy Ghost that He's spoken to my life and to you. I've come to affirm you in the Holy Ghost that your faith is in your God. Every time that you speak until, you are speaking words of faith. You are saying, I'm looking for it to happen. I'm expecting it to happen. I am trusting that it will happen. Listen to me, somebody. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Because your faith is in your God and He has not failed you yet. You've been wondering maybe or questioning if God has heard you. Whew, this is what I felt. This is what I felt in prayer. Can I give it to you right now? You've been wondering and questioning whether or not God has heard you because you have prayed and prayed and prayed, but you have not yet got the answer. Hear me, somebody. He has heard you. His word says that every prayer that you pray are bottled up in heaven. He has heard you. Hold on to that truth. Hold on to that word. He hears me. It may feel like I can't feel Him. Like Job said, I look to the right and to the left. And where were you, God? Up and down? Where were you, God? I don't feel you. You might not be able to feel Him every moment, but He's hearing you. He's listening. And His word says that He'll listen and He'll answer. Keep trusting Him. Keep believing, keep praying, and keep speaking words of faith. See, Jeremiah 29, Israel is experiencing an until moment in their life. God is judging the nation of Judah because of their unfaithfulness. The Babylonians have attacked Jerusalem. They've taken 3,000 prisoners to Babylon, and the Jews are saying, this isn't supposed to happen to us. We are the chosen people. We're the apple of God's eye. What is going on? We feel like that sometimes too. God, I'm serving you. God, I'm faithful. God, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Why is this happening to me? Israel has a history of God coming through for them in times of crisis. Exodus 3. The Lord told Moses, I've seen their affliction, I've heard their cry, I'm going to deliver them out of Egypt. And that is exactly what happened in Exodus 14. God brings them through the Red Sea. 40 years later in Joshua 24, the Israelites inherit the promised land and God's plan was accomplished in the lives of His people. Then you look in 2 Kings chapter 19, a Syrian army invaded the land of Judah. The people were afraid, and the commander of the Assyrian army said, no one can deliver you out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Surrender to us now, and we will let you live. But Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, and that very night an angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 people in the Assyrian camp. Almighty God came through for them once again. God's word was accomplished in the lives of His people. You see, so when the Babylonians invaded the land of Judah, the captives were thinking, well, this isn't going to last long. God's going to come through for us like He always does. The prophet Hananiah said in Jeremiah 28 that in 2 years God would break the yoke of the king of Babylon and we will be free. We're coming back home. But in Jeremiah 29:1, Jeremiah writes a letter to the captives in Babylon and he says, you're not coming home for a while. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Be fruitful and multiply. In other words, you're not ready to go home because I have plans for you right here in Babylon. Now that's hard to accept. That's hard to comprehend when you have a God that comes through for you all the time. They have a history of God coming through for them and making a way when there seems to be no way all the time. But for some reason now, God is saying He wants to keep us here. They were in an until season. Until God breaks the yoke. Until God delivers them from Babylon. God was speaking to them through Jeremiah and said, I have plans for you in Babylon. My will is for you to be here for 70 years. But God, that doesn't make sense. That is not the plan that we had in mind. You can accomplish your will another way, can't you? Isaiah 55 and 8. Says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You see, when things are not going according to our plan, we are ready to jump ship. This isn't how I visualized it. This circumstance is not what I had in mind. Listen to me, somebody. I'll plan because I am a planner. But first and foremost, I want to know, God, what is your plan? God, what is your plan? Because as that song said, I want to submit myself into your hands. I want to submit myself to your plan. I have a plan. I know what I want to do. But God, what is your plan in my life? So God tells them, while you're in this until season, keep living. He says, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. He told them, build houses and plant gardens and get married and let your kids get married. In other words, you know what he was saying? Keep growing. Keep growing. Keep getting stronger than you were before. And be content where I have placed you. When things aren't going our way, it's hard for us to be content. It's almost natural for us in the until season to want to crawl in a hole and die. Faithfulness slides. I'm going to be real right now. Faithfulness slides. Depression sets in. We want to give up and we want to give in. Our ministry sometimes takes a hit in the until season. Our families sometimes take the brunt of the hit. Our family suffers because of our attitude and our outlook when we're in an until season. Why? Because a lot of times and most of the time, that until season isn't desirable. God, you put me here. I've got to submit to you. I've got to be open to you, but I really don't like it. I've got to learn to be content where I'm at. You see, the until season is difficult and it's not easy. But God was telling his people, hear me today, and he's speaking into now to his people, now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to quit. Faithful, now is not the time for faithfulness to slide. Now is not the time for you to give up on your ministry. Now is not the time for you to stop having faith. Now is not the time. Now is not the time for you to give in. You got to keep living and keep moving. But God was saying, listen, here, I've put you here. This is where I've placed you for this amount of time. Now's not the time for those things to slide, but now is the time for growth. When you come out of this season, you're going to come out either one of two ways. Either you're going to be stronger or you're going to be weaker. God said, I want you to be content where I've placed you for the time being. Build houses there and gardens. You know why he said that? He said, because I want you to grow. Because when until is fulfilled and I bring you out, I want you to be stronger than when you went in. Hear me today, somebody. Until doesn't mean that God's mad at you. Until doesn't mean that God's punishing you. Until doesn't mean that God's trying to correct you. Until is a season that God is working on you and forming you and growing you so that when you come out of that until season, you are stronger than when you went in. And then in verse 7, Jeremiah says, seek peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. He said, pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers in peace, you will have peace. If it prospers, you will prosper. The Jews probably were thinking, you want us to pray for the community that carried us into captivity? Jeremiah, have you lost your mind? These people are the enemies of God. These are the people who ransacked the city of Jerusalem. How can you ask us to pray for these people? You see, the key that will set the course for how you enjoy God's blessing and your until season will be your attitude. I may not be thrilled in the until season, but I have a choice to make. I need to pray for the people and the things around me that God will bring peace and accomplish His work in their lives. God was trying to tell those people that were in the until season, hey, here, listen here, it's not all about you guys. It's not all about you. And the people that you hate and the people that you don't like, you need to start praying for them. Because when you start praying for them and peace comes to them, then I'm going to bring peace to you. God says, until then, until my work is accomplished, do not listen to faithlessness and faithless people. Look at what God told these people. He said, don't let your prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Don't listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. These false prophets were faithless people, and they did not speak for God. You see, when you're in the until season, you are longing for somebody to speak into your life. You are longing for somebody to give you a word because this until season isn't comfortable and you've got to hear from God. So you're longing to hear somebody speak exactly what you want to hear. Be careful who you let speak into your life. Hear me, somebody. Don't let faithless people speak into your life. People who do not have a walk with God. People who are carnal and don't have your best interest in mind. Be careful who you let speak into your life in the until season. I want somebody that's spiritual. I want somebody that's hearing from God. I want to allow myself to hear the word of God, but we've got to guard ourselves from just letting anybody, anywhere speak into our life because of our situation and because of what we're going through. God told the Jews, don't let people speak falsehoods into your life. They're not speaking my word. Then down in verse 10, God said something else that would have gotten the Jews riled up. He says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and I'll fulfill my gracious promise and bring you back to this place. When I read this verse, I thought, wow, that's beautiful. In 70 years, God's going to bring the people back to the promised land. You know why I thought that was awesome? Because He gave them a time frame. They knew exactly how long they were going to be there. He could have said, you're going to be captives forever. He could have said, you're always going to be in exile, always going to be slaves. But the Jews were thinking, you mean we've got to live in this rotten country for the next 70 years? What kind of plan is this, God? God is specific in telling Israel 70 years. Why didn't He tell them 50? Why didn't He tell them 50? 50 is the year of Jubilee. When Israel is to celebrate the deliverance of the Lord, God is reminding Israel and He's reminding us that ultimately He is in control of the times and in the seasons. He is in control and aware of all that is happening. We call this God's providence or God's sovereignty. God reminds us that He is in control. And what I've got to say to that is, God, I submit myself myself to your plan. I submit myself to your power. I submit myself to you. And whatever you want to do, you are in control and you are sovereign. And I want to follow after your plan. Remember that in this until season, you'll be required to wait. Rest assured that God is working his plan and purpose, just as we read Romans 8 and 28. Can I tell you something personal? That this verse has got me through the last several years. This verse, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. God, I don't understand what's going on. I don't even like where I'm at right now in this until season. But God, I know that behind the scenes you are working everything out. Everything is being worked for by you, and it's going to work out for the good because his words says it. God is reminding us there is not a promise he has given that he will not fulfill in his time and his way. Our job is simply to trust and obey that plan. Jeremiah 29 and 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. This next verse is for somebody today, somebody that's felt lost, somebody that's felt discouraged, somebody that's felt forsaken. You need to write this down, and you need to read this every morning when you wake up while you're in this until season. It says in 29:11, he said, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Oh, that's in the New International Version. Notice it says, it doesn't say, I know the plans that you have. I know the plans that you're thinking. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I love this. Then he says, you shall call upon me and you shall go pray unto me. He said, and I will hearken unto you. In other words, you're not praying just to say prayers, but when you pray, I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to answer you. I'm with you, he said. And then when you seek me, ye shall seek me, he said, and find me. He's not some God that's hiding in some corner. He's not some God that's going and shutting the door to his office and saying, nope, I'm closed today. No. His word says that you're going to seek me. And when you seek me with all your heart, when you seek me with all your heart, you are going to find me. Would you stand with me? What God is asking for today is simply complete trust in his plan and in his sovereignty. That's hard. That's hard sometimes. This until season is not comfortable. And in fact, most times it's very uncomfortable. But I believe that God is speaking to his people and affirming the faith that you already have shown. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep holding on. Keep moving forward. Keep praying. Keep worshiping. Keep being faithful. Keep your trust in your God. See, in the until season, I have to make a choice. I'm either going to trust him and keep praying and believing, or I can give up And I can blame people. And I can blame circumstances. And I can blame God. But what I really should do is say, God, your thoughts aren't my thoughts. Your plan might not be my plan. Oh, but I'm going to renew my trust in you. I'm going to renew my faith in you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you until it happens. Until it happens. I'm going to open this altar right now for anybody that may be in an until season. For anybody that wants to come and lift up their hands or bow their face and say, God, I'm going to keep trusting you until. I'm going to keep having faith until. I'm going to keep believing until. God, our trust is in you. God, I'm expecting for it to happen. I'm expecting your plan to be unfolded. I'm expecting you to work. I'm trusting you. Hallelujah.